Phase two, tomorrow it starts. Let's do the whip around, shall we?
Yeah, a few cafes who are of a suitable size, it's worthwhile to consider reopening. Sarah Yates owns our Ruby Girl in Como. You're on Lay Street there, Sarah.
Yeah, we are. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Now, look, we know that a neighbouring restaurant of yours, I'm sure you know the guys at Lay Street Cafe, they've had to close as a result of what's gone on with the pandemic. So you guys must be just pleased that you can continue trading.
Oh, look, I think any hospitality business that's been able to keep their doors open through this is just stoked to be here and getting, I guess, a little bit out to the other side of it. Yeah, we've... I've got nothing but compassion for Adam and all of the other owners that have had to close throughout Perth and the country, really.
It's a shame. Our Ruby Girl is the name of your cafe. What's going to be different about things tomorrow?
Oh, so look, we are able to open for dine-in tomorrow. We can see up to 20 customers with our size and obviously with the phase two restrictions. So we're going to ease into it tomorrow. People are welcome to come and dine in for our selection of cabinet and grab and go, and then we'll launch our full menu on Friday. It just gives us a few days to ease back into what's required of us as a business under this new plan, especially with the registering of people's details and also the increased hygiene and cleanliness for people who are dining in. But we also hire people with disability. So for us, having the additional few days to do a bit of extra training and ease those staff back into a dining sort of cafe environment is paramount for us.
You've got to record names, phone numbers as well. What if someone walks in and says, no, I'm not giving you my name and I'm not giving you my number?
Well, so the guidelines or what we've been told by government is people don't have to give their name and address or phone number, but we aren't allowed to seat them in that circumstance. So they're still welcome to get takeaway and go and sit in a park or wherever they like. But for us, in order to comply with the coronavirus guidelines we've been given, we won't be able to seat them if they don't provide their details.
And how physically are you going to have your staff take those details? Will there be a web form or just on a bit of paper, or what's going to happen?
So we've decided on good old paper and pen. For us, that allays concerns around, you know, data security and that kind of thing. So that will be something that will be kept under lock and key, and it won't be up to customers to record those details. So the only person that will record it will be the staff member, which of course just satisfies that sort of hygiene requirement of different people handling pens and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, great.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of people didn't want to download the coronavirus app because they were scared that hackers might get their data. But you're going to put it on a piece of paper and a pen, and it's perfectly safe, isn't it, when you lock it up?
Well, you know, I think the reality of it is we do need a way to contact trace. And I think most people are going to have their opinions one way or the other. For us as an industry, this is what we have to do to be able to reopen. So this is the steps that we'll take. It's not actually for us anyway. We've decided it's not actually up for debate. We're following the guidelines that we've been given by government. And to be honest, it's actually a great way to give some of my equal opportunity staff hours because as you know, with some of the restrictions and cleanliness, it's not necessarily appropriate for them to be in those kind of roles. But this is a great way to be able to provide them with some hours. We repurposed them all as delivery drivers for our take-home menu during the shutdown.
Oh, cool.
So this is a great way to have them back in the cafe, you know, interacting with customers. They really are the face of our cafe and what our customers come to visit us for. So for me, I'm actually really excited to have them back on deck in this way. Yeah,
Sarah, for me, that's incentive enough to pay a visit. Just very, very quickly, signature dish. What's the one thing we want to come in there for tomorrow?
Oh, well, tomorrow it's cabinet only, but come Friday, we are experimenting with a brand new sweet French toast. And in the coming weeks, as we relaunch a full menu, then we're playing around with some native ingredient marshmallows, which we're really excited about, looking to be a lemon myrtle marshmallow, which we think is going to be pretty tasty.
I've heard you guys do lovely cakes. I'll be down. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sarah. Nice.